All right, welcome back. Now we're talking to Sion, and she's talking about the identity curation play to display ourselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you presented at the symposium?
Sure. My work is about the relationship between objects and how individuals shape their identities by using it. So specifically, I'm interested in the way that people modify the object to curate themselves. Basically, the question of my work is that simple gathering associated object could represent something or someone else beyond the clear definition of it. And how can we assemble common object to describe our own narratives? In other words, I want to play with the poetic nature of object to shape our identity.
That's cool.
Really?
Nice. I remember your the coat hanger that you had, and like having everyone bring up an object, and then we all kind of collectively created this, you know, day's
right.
identity, or like, you know, 7-minute identity.
Yeah, that's right.
So part of what you kind of discussed was this connection between this visual quality of your experiments and the natural poetic nature of what these objects are, right?
Yeah.
So can you kind of explain a little bit closer what that relationship is?
Actually, this experimentation as a work in progress I did, I decided to use my Instagram account to see the personal photographs as an object showing my identity. And then I was focusing on the objects in my daily pictures, which are taken by myself unconsciously. From that reason, I think there would be some, a bit confused to others, it could be. I think because as this work is totally based on my pictures and my own view, I think images like snapshots or daily pictures have no choice but to reflect the person who take it with their own view. So if we take a picture standing on the same place, the pictures would be so different each other, right? So I'm going to take this further to the materiality in shaping of people's identity beyond just personal photographs.
Cool. When you were looking at your own Instagram pictures that you used, did you use all of the pictures that you had taken of objects, or was it just to like kind of think about, I guess?
I selectively choose the objects.
Just the objects, yeah.
Including object, the images.
Yeah.
Because I need to explore between object and how can I say the personality using it.
Right.
Yeah, so...
So you're kind of like taking these images that you had taken of specific objects that you have or interact with.
Yeah.
And how you are as an actual person.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Do you not... I mean, I know I have plenty of things that I've never taken a picture of, but they might still be part of my identity. How do you kind of...
It could be your identity.
In not sharing it?
Yeah, in not sharing it. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. I know some of the questions that arose were asking you to draw a stronger connection between identity and objects, and how do you want us to think about this connection?
Yeah, I would like to focus on, in this question, I would like to focus on the stronger connection between identity and object, and how can I convey this idea to other people? Probably the answer could be related to the first question. And then this sentence, the poetic nature. My aim is to see the unexpected combination or patterns of them and try to translate it in my works rather than creating linear or strong connection between object and identity. Basically, I didn't want to lose empathy with audiences when they see my works. So at the symposium, I wanted to give the limb of interpretation of my work to other people instead of explaining clear interpretation or clear statement of it. Actually, for sure, I know that the importance of coherence and strong bond of design process, But sometimes the strong connection is hard to explain it, right?
Sure, yeah.
It might be more easier to feel it each other through simple gathering and grouping of objects.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the power of that, so I wanted to set the sort of environment to feel it as my works.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's kind of like finding a space mm-hmm. to show who you are through...
That's right.
Objects.
Kind of curating mm-hmm. our identity. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would like to suggest mm-hmm. it, yeah.
So it's basically like, if everyone had a gallery space, mm-hmm. what would you put in it?
That's right, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, to mm-hmm. like show mm-hmm. as a personal, like a self-portrait almost.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Do you think taste, like personal taste, like, you know, style and all of that,
mm-hmm.
do you think it's inherent or socially constructed?
Oh, it's quite a hard question, but particularly I like these questions. I think it is totally affected by social aspects
mm-hmm.
Because when it comes to individuals' aspiration to be seen to others, I think the taste of individuals depends on observation and inspiration from mm-hmm. others' taste.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. For example, I would like to say some simple example. The lipsticks, which is used by celebrities, are always sold out, and some people want to tell. And,
so true.
Yeah, right? Tell and show the same lipsticks to share the image from socially popular one. This could be the evidence for the relationship between, constructing personal taste and social effect on it. And everyone have a desire to show their uniqueness through object, which is objectified their own taste and personality. But at the same time, I think objects and products are so limited now, and they are always repeatedly produced.
Mm.
Uh-huh. So with this limitation of using objects, I think people struggle to use them to show themselves in an unusual and unique way.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to say in invisible control behind us, as a human, we do create the choice and modified things or picture object to reflect our own taste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, definitely when I look at someone, I say, oh, I like those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe I want them too. And then I go get them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make them any less mine?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably kind of, not,
yeah.
Except that mm-hmm. I was, like, you know, influenced by someone else, right?
Yeah, inspiration. As
yeah.
A, yeah.
That's nice, though. Do you think, well, actually, no, you already covered this, so being in control of our own choices, I think we are, so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's good. What's in your drawer, then?
Yeah.
Is it personal objects that you've... From you?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
That's personal object. Actually, you can see in my drawer... You can see a lot of solid and three-dimensional paper objects, which is based on my daily pictures on Instagram, as mm-hmm. I mentioned before. And at the bottom side of it, there are a lot of abstract shapes of the photographs, which is, struggling. The paper is struggling to out of common square frame of the pictures.
Okay.
How to say the square frame.
The
mm-hmm.
okay, the like format that Instagram mm-hmm. has is the square. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. And also, there is a red frame of outlines are layering on it to point out Instagram and, again, scare frame as a confined medium to express our identity.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, on the top side of it, there are, peculiar printings, which is the play I did between undefined solid shape and the pictures. So... in short, mainly the precondition of selecting the pictures is that it has to include the objects that I think that, oh, it is quite representative to show my personality and identity to others.
Yeah, that's so big.
All.
Yeah. Well, that's really exciting. So mm-hmm. thank you for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Next up, we have Rika, and it's called Like Me, Virtual Identity and Social Validation.